The conference has been 20 years in the making, the third global summit of its kind dedicated to housing and sustainable urban development. On Monday, leaders from all over the world are due to officially adopt the so-called New Urban Agenda here in the conference hall, which is a series of standards for how cities and towns can grow in the years ahead for the benefit of all. By hosting the conference, Quito becomes the first city in the Global South to take on the role, and thousands have flocked to this picturesque capital, which straddles the equator at an altitude of nearly 10,000 feet. Mr. Ban praised the invaluable role played by mayors and other local government leaders in devising the new urban agenda.
Elected officials, mayors, governors, and councillors are at the forefront of the battle for sustainable development. You are faced with the immediate daily demands of your people for housing, transportation, infrastructure, education, and sanitation and basic services. Take a strong ownership of this vital agenda. Stand up for the people you represent. Forge a strong partnership. Help to create the towns and cities of the sustainable future.
The UN chief told the Second World Assembly of local and regional governments gathered here in the hall that their role would be more vital than ever as both the new urban agenda and the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals enter their phase of practical implementation. With up to 70% of the world likely to be living in cities and towns by the middle of the century, the work done here in Quito will influence generations of urban dwellers to come. Matthew Wells, United Nations.